This is Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR. This program content is made possible in part by WKAR listeners.
/copy and print.
And a very good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk 870. I'm your host, Earl Robinson, and I'll be with you until 2 o'clock to discuss sports with you. So just give us a call at 355-9527 or toll free, 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. And we've got a great show line for you today, so be sure you get on the phone and give us a call. Hey, Aaron, I've got to tell you some information, but I hadn't told you lately, but we're going to be giving away tickets this week to the Michigan State hockey game, Michigan State in Michigan. The only time Michigan is coming up is coming into Spartan Stadium, or to Munn Arena, that is. So we'll give a call at 884-4870. That's 884-4870 for your chance to win tickets to MSU hockey. So we'll do that. So give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKR. I know many people are still upset about the outcome of that Michigan State Nebraska game coming up on that came up on Saturday. If you have an opinion or you want to voice your opinion on that, you can do that as well. So we've got a lot to talk about here on AM 870 WKR. I just came back from our Tuesday afternoon press conference with Coach. With coaches, we had several coaches speaking today, with Coach D'Antonio, also Coach Anastas, and also Coach Susie Merchant, and also Coach our volleyball coach. So I've been quite busy this morning, so just got back here to get on the air with you. So give us a call, talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. But more importantly, we need you to spread the word around. Tell everyone you know you can enjoy sports every afternoon right here on AM 870 WKAR. As you know, the third round of the state high school playoffs going on this weekend. I'll be at one of the games probably on Friday night. Probably be at that DeWitt, I believe DeWitt St. John's is playing on Friday night. But that'll probably be the game I'll be at. And we'll give you more coverage on the prep sports here in the mid-Michigan area. But right now, hey, just give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. You know, we come your way each and every day from 1:05 to 2 o'clock. You can also catch our broadcast on the podcast. You can do that as well. So no matter where you are in the state, you can listen to us online, on your computer or such. You can just, you can hear us wherever you're at. And a lot of people can hear us in the radio. If in your car radio, you can do that as well. Hopefully, you've got out and voted. If you haven't yet, you've got plenty of time. Polls don't close till like 7 o'clock in the evening, so you can still vote. So get out and vote. Make your choice known of who you desire. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKR. It's election day. I already went out. I went out early this morning, and it wasn't too bad where I had to vote at, but it wasn't too bad. So, hey, now it's your turn to get out there if you haven't got out there yet already. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKR. Now, Michigan State women's team, they start their regular season up this Sunday. That'll be their first regular season game, and we can talk about that as well. So just give us a call, talk sports with us right here on AM 870. Now, another week of pro football since Philadelphia ended the weekend, with losing to New Orleans. And now we'll have another week. And actually, we have a Tuesday night game. College football, as you know, it's creeped into Tuesday night, sometime Thursday nights, Friday nights, occasionally Wednesday. So now there's a game tonight between Toledo and Ball State. So that could be an interesting game. Toledo's considered is ranked in some polls like number 25 or 24 in the bottom of the polls. So Toledo's obviously a pretty good team. They only lost one contest. So that they're a very strong team. So, hey, just give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870. Football game tonight. Football gets ready for next week. And, of course, this is the time of year for all of us who love football. We really have to look out. There are a lot of injuries around the country and in our leagues and such, but there are a lot of injuries in football. It's one of those games, it's a collision sport, so you're going to have injuries. And we have some, and so now you got to really due diligence if you have a team, whether it's in fantasy football or just following your favorite team. It's going to be hard because that's you're going to have to make some choices, or you might have to see that your coaches make some choices. It's going to be a tough game, tough to do with all the injuries out there. So that's something that we'll have to see and have to hear about coming up on Sports Talk 870. So give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. And remember to spread the word around. Tell everyone you know you can talk sports with us every afternoon right here on AM 870 WKAR. As you know, the NBA season is underway, and the Pistons are still looking for their first win. Some people think they might lose as much as 20 games, but I'm not sure. They're not that bad. I think they'll win a few, but they're not off to a good start because they just don't have a lot of scoring. You know, and the guys who are considered to be the leading scorers, they aren't shooting well. So it could be a long few games here at the start of the season for the Detroit Pistons. So if you follow them at all, this could be a team that might sneak in, and they still might sneak in the playoffs, but it's definitely no lock, that's for sure, because they've lost all the games so far. Yes, they had a nice draft with the big guy, and they got a couple of legitimate players or players on the side. So that's it there. So we'll talk sports with you right here on AM 870 WKAR, and give us a call. Talk sports with us. But we got hockey coming up this weekend, so it should be a tough game with University of Michigan. And this is the only time that they're going to be coming to Munn Arena this year. The other game they're supposed that. That's the one that's supposed to play in the Winter Classic. It was canceled, but it'll be down at Joe Louis Arena now. So Michigan State only has one time here for the home crowd fans to see Michigan come in. And so if you want to go, you better you can give us a call, and maybe you can win the tickets. And you can do that by calling 884-4870. 884-4870, or call us at area code 517. You can do that as well. So there's a few ways. So we're trying to help you out, give you some free tickets. So hopefully if you will be able to do that, you can call and win some tickets here and enjoy the game on the compliments of AM 870 WKAR. So, yes, just give us a call this afternoon. Talk some sports with preps, college, or pros. The Lions are at 500 right now, and they are in pretty good shape. They got to go to Minnesota. It's funny how at the beginning of the year we thought that the Lions could handle most teams in their division. But Minnesota has been a pretty good team. They've been a pretty tough team. So when you look at that and look at how Minnesota is supposed to be, one of the better teams in our division, because basically at the beginning of the year it was supposed to be Green Bay, Chicago, and Michigan State. I mean, not Michigan State, and the Lions, and those three. But now Minnesota's snuck in there. They still had a pretty good defensive team from last year. If their quarterback can get it together, they could have a pretty good season. So the Lions will have to fight for that last playoff spot. They could have three teams coming out of that division. So we'll just have to see how the rest of these games go in the hunt for the elusive playoffs in the National Football League. But the Lions are still in there. You can't give up on them yet. One thing about this year's team as opposed to last year. Last year, as you know, they snuck up on everybody. No one really prepared hard for the Lions. They thought that, they could come into Detroit and just show up, maybe play a half a game. Play five or six, half a game in the second half, third, fourth quarter, win the game and go out, because they did that the year before. But not last year. The Lions were prepared. They had enough good players in the draft, and that helped them. But now this year, they're all preparing for them. And, you know, they're even really preparing for Calvin Johnson. He had a good night this last game, caught 129 yards worth of passes. And, you know, he was targeted several times to get receptions. So maybe Calvin's coming around right now. We hope so. But you can give us a call, talk sports with us if you want to talk professional football. If you want to talk about the hard luck Spartans, they have had some very hard luck in losing all these close games in the last minute, sometimes on the last play of the period. You know, it's just been a tough year for Michigan State. You know, they've got good players. I would say they've got good players, but not great players. They're still learning. You know, it's funny. A lot of you don't seem not to realize, but they're still learning to play the game. They're still learning how to play, close out a game. You know, you don't learn those things until you get out there and actually do it. So people are still, they're wondering what's wrong with Michigan State. Well, they're still learning the game. It's an ongoing process, and you learn more each day and from year to year. You know, it's a really an ongoing process, but they're getting better. I would say they're going to at least split probably the last two games. I don't know if they'll win them, but I would say they would at least split the last two games. So they've got some tough contests coming up, but we'll just have to see. Northwestern is going to be a tough game. Of course, Indiana is not Indiana, but Minnesota is going to be a tough game. So we'll see how their year season ends up. You know, but they're 5-5 right now. So give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR in East Lansing. And then basketball is getting underway. Hockey has already started, and Coach Tom Anastas is trying to get their team a few wins. I'm going to have to send Aaron over to watch the hockey team. I'm going to have to send him over there to watch practice or to the game here. So we'll have to get a report from Aaron. So, and Michigan State is a good game, Aaron. You might be able to get you in that one, buddy.
Yeah. I think we'd be able to work that out. I think you've been in the business long enough. You can get me in, right?
Yeah, I think I can get you in.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, we'll do that. It should be a sellout crowd for that game. It's funny, whenever we play Michigan, it's always a sellout no matter what the sport we play it in. It's just a natural rivalry and between the two schools. Give us a call. Talk sports with us 19 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for more sports talk after this short break on AM 870 WKAR.
The attack ads and stump speeches, the rallies, the debates, all over. Now it's up to the voters. I'm Neil Conan. Turnout, swing states, problems, and the length of the lines outside polling places. What's happening where you vote on Election Day? Plus, the most memorable election night speeches in victory or defeat. Next, Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
And that's Talk of the Nation coming up today at 2 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR.
Good afternoon. Here's what our weather forecast looks like over the next couple of days. Partly sunny today. We're expecting a high around 46. Cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday, and we'll have highs in the mid-40s. Thursday's outlook, mostly sunny skies, with highs in the upper 40s.
And give us a call. Our lines are open, 355-9527, or toll-free, 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR. Now, if you want to win tickets to the next hockey game between Michigan State and Michigan coming up this weekend, give us a call at 884-4870. That's 884-4870 for your chance to win tickets to Michigan State hockey. And we'll give those tickets away on Thursday's show. So give us a call right now and get registered, and you'll have a chance to win those tickets on our Thursday drawing right here on AM 870 WKAR East Lansing. But we want you to, you know, give us a call and voice your opinion on sports, on either hockey, football, basketball, volleyball. You can call and talk about that. There are so many sports going on. As you know, fall sports are starting to make way for winter sports. Fall sports have just about all ended. Most of them will be ended By this month, especially the high school sports, they'll be ended, and then the winter sports will be kicking in. Basketball will kick in, and some of the other sports will be kicking in. So give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Spread the word around. Tell everyone you know you can enjoy sports every afternoon right here on AM 870 WKAR. Well, when you look at the Detroit Lions, that's a team that is trying to get better. Like I say, trying to get better. I put that in quotation marks because they're just one of those teams that just seems to, you know, they can never seem just to get it all together. I mean, if they do, I would say they could be a solid playoff team if they can ever get it all together. But they don't. That's one thing I know I've learned over the years. It's very hard to get guys playing at a high level at a high pace for at least 16 weeks of the year. It's a very hard thing to do. I mean, coaches try to get players to follow the game plan, do everything you have to do, and that's a challenge. That's a challenge. You know. I know everyone usually says, "Well, hey, they're getting paid a lot of money." Yes, they get paid a good amount of money, but that doesn't mean they're just going to do whatever the coaches want them to do. They've got their own opinions and their own ideas, and some players will express those. Some players will be quiet and not let the coaching staff know what they see on the field. They could do better. Players have a lot more. They have a lot more power than what we give them credit for. They have a lot more power than what we give them credit for before. They make the decision, the many decisions on the field. You know, they may think they've been told how to block a guy one way. They may decide, hey, I'd be more effective if I blocked him a little different way. And that can have an impact on the play. As far as tackling, you know, you've been taught how to tackle one way, and that might work, but they might have a better way. Do things like that. If they want to tackle, if they want to make a proper hit, sometimes on a play, you know, it might be called for like a down and out, 5 yards or 10 yard panel. Well, maybe the receivers say, this defensive back's been biting, so I'll go up five more yards. And we see that kind of, and then people say, well, that's the receiver screwed up or either the quarterback screwed up and didn't throw it the right way. Well, those are just some of the things that go on during a game. I mean, there's so many things that go on during a game, and a lot of it is players making the decisions. I know we'd like to think that they don't make these decisions for the most part, that the coaches make all the decisions, but for the most part, the coaches don't make all these decisions. Because you have to give players some leeway if you want to get them. You give them some leeway, and that's one of the things you do. If you've got to coach these guys. So if your players aren't willing to do everything you are, or they just decide to do something else because they think they can do it better. And let's face it, if they do something better that the coach didn't call for, a lot of times the coach will take credit for it. They'll take credit for that play. Oh yeah, we called that one. It works, even though they may not have called it. It's just something that the players drew up. And those kind of things happen in sports, and whether it's college or professional sports. Usually in high school, the kids, because they're still learning the game there as well, but they have more of a tendency to go along with what the coach says. Unfortunately, sometimes they're listening to their parents. Sometimes their parents might know a lot, and they may try to influence them. So that's just another part of the sports that makes it a little bit on the complex side. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870, college or pros if you want, or high schools if you want. You can call us up and talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Hey, Aaron, did you watch the Monday night football game?
Actually, it just so happens I was at an establishment that had a lot of TVs, so I caught a little bit of the first quarter, maybe some of the second. But I see New Orleans kind of.
Yeah, Michael Vick isn't the quarterback he used to be. He used to be so artful dodger. He could avoid hits and everything, but now he's been taking a lot of hits. He's been standing in the pocket more, trying to be a regular pocket passer, and that hasn't worked. I mean, he needs to sometimes just pull the ball down and run. He made some good runs I saw in the fourth quarter when I was looking at it. But he needs to do more of that. The thing is, he's 32 now, so he's not as quick as he used to be, but he still has those moves, and he needs to just get out there and try a few of those.
Yeah, I mean, he's still one of the faster quarterbacks in the league, even at 32. I mean, he can, Stafford is much younger, but he can outrun Stafford. So you're right. I mean, I don't think they're using his strengths to to his ability. So
that's what I would say.
Yeah, I mean, it seems kind of obvious that, you know, I understand that he's trying to become a more rounded quarterback, but the reality is he never was a rounded quarterback from the beginning, and I think he's trying to do that. And
he is.
Yeah, and their coach is trying to, the team is trying to get him to do that. But the reality is you're going to succeed a heck of a lot more if you stick to what you're good at.
Yep.
I mean, you know. Robinson has just had a college level, you know, he runs a lot, and we just saw against Michigan State Martinez. I mean, he smoked us with all those runs, and they utilized him to his potential, and it worked out great. And that's what, you know, they need to do with Vic, but they're not doing it as much. They're not, you know, they run certain plays that are designed just for him, but, I don't think they're doing enough to mix it up.
I would agree. I think they need to do a lot more mixing it up, give him a lot more chances to make a play.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just, you know, when the pocket collapses and he has to run out of there, usually the defense is smart enough to know now that there's usually one guy that has to cover him. He becomes a wide receiver, or, he doesn't become a quarterback at that point, so you usually have someone covering him anyway. So if you run a play that's designed for him, you probably have a better shot of succeeding.
Yeah, exactly. Because he made some nice runs in the fourth quarter. He got away from some. There, like three or four guys would miss him. I said he still got it to a certain extent, but you see, he needs to have more of those designed runs in their playbook.
Right, and he can't take the beating. I mean, he's a smaller guy. He's not as beefy as some of the other non-running quarterbacks. But, you know, like you said, he can't take those hits at age 32 trying to be a running quarterback. I think we've seen it with Robinson. You know, he's taken such a beating. I mean, that's just going to catch up to you eventually.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah, and I think you're kind of seeing it with Vic. So, whether or not they got to change the game plan around, and I think Philadelphia, they love to run a game plan that's more of a pocket, you know, quarterback, and Vic isn't that. He's a running quarterback, so have running plays.
Yes, and hopefully they'll change that. They may have to do something pretty soon, because Philadelphia's been in trouble this year. Their line, and that's the thing, their offensive line is poor. So they give up a lot of sacks, and he's been taking a lot of unnecessary hits because their offensive line isn't that good. I'm quite sure that's going to be a point of emphasis at the draft this year, where he'll be able to they'll draft some offensive linemen to try to make that team better. It looks like really around the league, if you're teams that are in trouble are teams really that have poor line play, and we see that a lot in the National Football League. Some of the teams, everybody's just going to have to do a better job of drafting offensive linemen. I know it's not a glamorous position, and not you won't be any glamour for it, but if you want to make your team into a winning team, you have to have good linemen.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's true. I mean, I think you kind of see it with the Lions a little bit. But, you know, it's actually quite amazing to actually see the Lions line sort of grow in the running game. And frankly, most of those guys in that line, especially the center, Raiola, he's never had a quality running back. We found, I would say LeSueur is probably the best one he's probably ever been a part of.
Yeah.
And it's too bad in the job of the best. His career might be over for all we know. So those guys are trying to actually adapt to having a quality running back. But you're right, it's not a glamorous position. You're not going to get, you're not going to get a lot of claps in the, when you're in the drafting room that you just drafted a lineman,
yeah.
And they're hard to come by. I mean, sometimes in college they may look good, but they may not turn out to be anything in pro football. But the reality is, if you can get a good group of guys, no one has to like completely stand out. But if you get a good group of guys that can communicate, that work well together, that's how you produce a good line. I don't think you just need everyone to be awesome. You just need to have a good cohesive group of guys. And I think you've seen it with some of the better lines in football throughout the years. It's there's no one that's just an amazing, you know, blocker.
Yeah, it's an individual. Yeah, you can't. Yeah, it's hard to find those great individuals. But like you see, you can get a group that they play together, that can come together, and you can have a pretty good offensive line.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, I mean, and I think the Lions, we might see something that this coming year. I don't know. I forget. Didn't they draft? They drafted someone.
Riley Reiff.
Yeah, and he's been playing more. He's been getting more time. I think he got some pretty good time, actually, I think, against Jacksonville. So, you know, we might see another draft from the Lions in that area, too. I don't know. But they need help on the defensive side.
They do. And they need help with the defensive backs and with the offensive line. And they may have to, like you said, they may have to draft those positions a lot, even a lot stronger coming up in this coming draft. So it'll be interesting to see what the Lions do because they've been, they're a team that's getting better. And now people know that they are pretty good, and so they're going to be sending, they're going to be playing all their other team's best players. Nobody's going to say, well, we'll play the second stringers because they'll give us a good shot. And the Lions, but no, they're going to be they're going to get everybody's best shot. And that's probably the way it should be. Now, I haven't talked much about baseball, but as you know, free agency is there. And the Tigers say they're going to try to re-sign Anibal Sanchez, and he's one, and they got a couple of their own players they're going to try to re-sign. So we'll have to wait and see, but that'll be coming up very soon. And next week, the awards come out, all the Player of the Year awards and all the awards come out. I would expect to see, hopefully, our man Miguel Cabrera win the MVP award. I would expect to see that. A lot of people still thinking that Mike Trout could win that award, but we'll have to wait and see on those awards. But the baseball awards, they put them out. You know, they want to get keep baseball in the forefront in people's minds, and with free agency, and then with all the awards coming out, they'll be, and then you know they'll probably have a few other awards coming out by the time spring training. I mean, which will come around in February or March, they'll be heading down to Florida to get ready for the next season. So that's going to be a challenge for people if you want to keep and follow baseball. I know there are a lot of baseball fans out there. So give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Spread the word around. Let us know about everything going on in your world, in your sports world. Hopefully you've went out and voted today. If not, make sure you go get out there and vote. And, you know, today's election day, so hopefully you get out and place your vote to whatever candidate that you like. Hey, give us a call, talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. And you know, Michigan State's going to be finishing up the football season, and of course when we talk with them. Coach D'Antonio today, he said they want to finish, of course, win the last two games. They want to finish on a high note. You know, it's been a tough season, but the team is not falling apart. They are still together. Guys are still pulling for each other. They just realized they have some bad breaks. You know, they had a lot of bad breaks this year. But, you know, you won't see a team that's breaking up or guys getting on each other or anything like that. You know, they're still playing together. It's a good, solid unit, a good, solid team. But there are just some years. There are just some years, and this for Michigan State is one of them, that everything that won't go right and everything will go wrong. They've lost so many close games, and, you know, they could have won all those close games. If they hadn't won all those close games, we'd be looking at a 9-1 or 9-8-2 team. But it didn't work out that way this year, and that's it's not surprising because they had two great years, and I wouldn't expect it to be three great years in a row, but they had two 11-1 seasons, which they never had. In the history of Michigan State before having these back-to-back 11-win seasons. So, you know, we can look at how they handled these last two games and how Mark's done, I think, a pretty good job of how he's handling all these close losses, very close losses. So, you know, we'll have that as well. Hey, give us a call, talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKR. And you know, hockey, the basketball team now is going to be heading out to Germany to play in the game Friday night. You'll be able to see that on ESPN. So you can see that game on Friday on ESPN. So give us a call. Let's talk about that. If you want to talk about that game, it should be a good game against Connecticut. Connecticut with a new coach, Kevin Ollie. He's the first-year head coach and of Connecticut. And so he's going to be running the team since Jim Calhoun stepped down. And Jim Calhoun is going to be doing the color. The regular announcers that they had won't be doing the game because of their football game, Connecticut football game. So I think Calhoun is going to step in and provide some color commentary for that game. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870. And also give us a call right now if you want a chance to win tickets to Michigan State hockey. Call us at 884-4870. You have Michigan State, Michigan playing this weekend. And if you want a chance to go to the game, give us a call at area code 517-884-4870 for your chance to win Michigan State hockey tickets right here on AM 870 WKAR. Call us up and talk sports with us and talk hockey with us as well. And you'll have a chance to win tickets right here on AM 870 WKAR. As far as, some of the high school playoffs, we've got a few teams left from the Mid-Michigan area in the state playoffs. A few teams. We'll have to wait and see how many will be left after this weekend. I think there are about four teams out there, and they've all got tough. When you get down to the third and fourth rounds in the playoffs, the matchups are all tough. You're going to be facing one of the better teams in the state. After you get past those first two rounds, it's usually weed out all the teams from your area that you are close by. So now it's really going to get really tough when you get down this far. So it's going to be some interesting football games, that's for sure. And you might want to challenge your players on your team to get a little stronger and a little better as the playoffs are in hand. Now, one thing that sort of hurts basketball somewhat because so many teams, have players that play both football and basketball. So if you're one of those teams that are still in the playoffs, that means you get a late start on basketball practice. But some of them, aren't. So a lot of the teams aren't. But, but for those schools that are still in the playoff hunt, and basketball practices starts officially next week. But, boy, you've missed a lot of unofficial practices where guys just get together and shoot the ball around, which they do. And that's just one of the things. But, if you're a basketball player, you might want to try to get some of those other workouts in. And that'll be tough. That'll be very, very tough. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us. Stay tuned for more sports talk after we take this short break on AM 870 WKAR.
After a campaign season marked by attack ads, smears, and doubts about the purpose of government, Craig Furman asks, why does anyone run for president? For that matter, why would anyone run for dog catcher? I'm Neil Cunningham, the real reasons people run for public office. Join us next Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
And that's Talk of the Nation coming up today at 3 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR.
Good afternoon. Here's a look at the midweek forecast for mid-Michigan. Partly sunny skies today, high around 46. Overnight cloudy with lows in the lower 30s. A mostly cloudy day for Wednesday. Tomorrow's highs in the mid-40s. And Thursday's outlook, mostly sunny, will have highs in the upper 40s.
Give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Hey, Aaron, did you hear about the 14-year-old kid who qualified for the Masters? Competed over there in one of the Asian tournaments?
Yeah, I saw that. He's the youngest ever to qualify for the Masters. I'm not sure if they're going to need some diapers for him when he gets there and realizes that he's playing with some big boys. But Man, that's you got to give him credit. That's quite that's quite a feat for 14.
It is, and hopefully he can make the cut. Most amateurs don't make the cut their first time out, but hey, who knows? We don't know how good he is, and he might be really good, but we'll just have to wait till he gets here. But you know, if you're 14, you got to be excited, no matter what country you're from or wherever you're at, to make and realize you're going to be playing in the field of the Masters.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people supporting him. I mean, I will. Mm-hmm. But, it's probably going to be more excitement than anything else. I mean, he's probably not even going to worry about, you know, any of the other things that maybe some of the other guys are worrying about. He's just going to go out there and have fun, probably.
Yeah.
And he's going to play.
He may not even know about the Masters, you know. It's a tournament over in the United States. He's going to play in it.
Right, yeah, it could be. I mean, he's going to probably play relaxed. Just because he's so pumped and has so much adrenaline, that might work in his favor. But you never know. Obviously, he's good enough to – he's made it there, so we'll have to see how he does.
Yeah, that's for sure. And hopefully he'll do a good job. But I sort of expect – I just have a feeling he's so young that, you know, like you say, he just doesn't know what's going on around him. He just can go out there and play. And hopefully if he goes out and play, and he plays well.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have a car payment to worry about. He doesn't have any bills to worry about. Will his house still be there when he gets home? He doesn't have anything to worry about except going out and playing golf and having fun as if he's out on his home course, you know, on the weekend with his buddy of his or something. So, it's got to be a heck of a thrill. It's going to be a thrill ride for him. And I'm sure there's a lot of other 14-year-olds or even myself or even college, you know, golf players or anyone that would love to have a chance just to play at the Masters.
For without a doubt, we'd certainly love. I know you would, or especially if you're a golfer, who wouldn't want to play at the Masters? I mean, it's the preeminent golf tournament every year, and it's a good way to start out the spring.
Yeah, that's true. And if you're 14, that's something you can put on your golf resume that I was at least in the Masters, whether or not, like you said, he makes the cut. But, just the fact that you get in is quite a feat.
It is. It is. That's quite a testament to how good you are. So hopefully, you'll be able to do something. And hopefully he loves what he's doing and he might continue it. You know, that's the thing. When you're 14, this may not be what, you know, people would call it your vocation. You know you're good, but, you know, you just might be good enough at that level, 14, 15, and 16. You might be the best 14-year-old in the world, but that doesn't mean anything about whether you can make it on a pro tour or not.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. I mean, you know, his swing is going to change because he's going to continue to grow. So he's going to have to change his swing. Once you change your swing, you know, who knows where it goes from there. He's good now, obviously, but whether he's good, you know, if he assuming he continues to play, I would assume he will. Who knows how good he's going to be 5-10 years from now when he's, you know, much taller, more beefier, stronger. His swing will have changed, and whether or not his swing changes for the good, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yep, and you know, I wanted to say another thing. Kentucky basketball, they're going to try to defend their title. Of course, you know, they always get so many new players in because they get a lot of the one-and-done players. And so they're going to be having almost a whole new team on the field, and we're going to have to see how good these guys are. Kentucky, I think they opened the season Friday night. It's going to be a question to see how good is Kentucky this year. Will they be able to compete for another national title? We don't know that, but you know they've got a lot of young players and they've got a lot to learn about the sport of college basketball. So it'll be interesting to see how these guys handle all that pressure and all that notoriety that the last year's team got as they headed to the national title championship. And we'll see now with this year, there are a lot of good young players out there, just solid, good young players, and that some of them can play. They develop so quickly now, it seems, in basketball. You have a lot of young players that can probably play at the next level after just playing 1 year of college ball, and they've learned to play at such a high level. So a lot of them are, getting a lot of help and adapting to the pro game. So we'll have to see. I mean, You know, some college players, of course, it takes them 3 or 4 years, and they'll mature, and then they'll get it, and then they'll figure it out, and then they're left, they're ready to go to the NBA, to that next level. So we'll just have to wait and see, really, will any of them be ready to play at the next level? Kentucky, they've got a lot of good players in the league. They've had a lot of first-round draft choices. So people, of course, a lot of kids, if they have a chance, they're going to choose Kentucky because that's the school right now that the kids go to if they think they're good enough to be pro players. If they go to Kentucky and they do well, they'll get a shot at the next level. And I guess there is some truth to that. But, everybody can't play at Kentucky. Everybody's not good enough to get to the next level. And that's all that they try to bring players in that are good enough to get to the next level. So we'll just have to wait and see. When we see Kentucky play, do they have any of those guys, any of the first-year players? Are they good enough to get to the next level? It'll be interesting to see. Give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. You know, that transition from high school to college and then to the pros, it's so different. Each one of them carries a different challenge. You know, whether it's in hockey or basketball or even football. You know, when you go from high school to college, there's so much more to learn. The game is a lot faster than what you saw as a high school player, and you have to get used to and adjusted to selecting and to playing at a high speed, and you have to do that all the time, no matter what the sport is. But that's part of the challenge of going to be a college athlete. Then that comes to be a good college athlete. You just have to get used to the speed. Then the game at the pro level is even faster. And then you really have to move to get moving because you have to adapt to the speed factor of the game. It's so tough, and that's something that you've got to do. Hey, give us a call right here at AM 870 WKAR. If you want a chance to win hockey tickets, give us a call at 517-884-4870. That's 884-4870 for your chance to win hockey tickets right here on AM 870 WKAR. We'll give those tickets away coming up on Thursday from AM 870 at WKAR. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us. As you know, the basketball season practice will be starting soon for high school season. And if you had a chance, as you might not know, many people can talk about the high school game as they get ready, and there's so much more attention is being placed on girls basketball. I know when I was growing up, of course, wasn't that much attention paid to it, but now we're seeing a lot more attention paid to it. A lot more people are interested in it, and that's good. It's always good. I know Title IX has done a great deal for women's sports. They've done a great deal for it, and that it's really helped out women's sports. Title IX has. I know a lot of people, a lot of men, didn't think it was a good idea, but hey, it was a good idea because all it did was enhance the sport and enhance all the women's sports, and that's always been good. I've been glad to see how women's sports has been growing in these last 20 or 30 years. It's really taken off, and you've got so many people out there playing the games. And whether it's golf or softball, or field hockey, there's just a lot of sports that a lot of women are playing right here. And, if you want to get involved, you can. And that's one thing. You can see the growth in so many women's sports. You can do that. Hey, give us a call at Talk Sports with us. If you want a chance to win tickets, once again, give us a call at 884-4870 for your chance to win tickets to Michigan State hockey. And Aaron, let's turn back a little bit to the football game. I mean, a lot of people are still out here. I don't know how many comments you heard, but I heard a bunch of comments from people who were so upset with that Nebraska game last week. And people are still, I thought we might get a few more calls on that today, but a lot of people are still upset and they just wonder, how does the referee miss the call? Did they miss it? I said, well, yeah, you could say that, but it's hard to say on some of those calls. But, there's no way that call would have had a significant impact on the game, whether they miss the one at the end, you know, and those are one things about sports. We just don't know. But, the call of the calls and the penalties in the game, what the referees call, it's usually they're pretty close. But, boy, there were really some questionable calls during that game against Nebraska.
Yeah, there was. We kind of talked about it yesterday a little bit. There were calls on both sides that were questionable for sure. So this is just not about Michigan State here. But, the fact is that it happened I forgot how many seconds were left in the game, less than, yeah. I think, 30. To call something that late in the game where there's no time to make up for it. You know, I don't mean to say make up for the call, but there's no time for another team to come back in the game or something. You know, if you make a bad call in the first quarter, well, you got three quarters for a team to say, okay, let's just move on from it. We got three quarters. Well, when you make a bad call at the end of a game with 30 seconds to go, the team can't say, oh, it's a human element. We'll move on from it. Well, no, they can't move on from it because you just screwed up. You know,
yeah, you got to stop the play. You just got to stop. You got to.
Yeah, there's nothing you. The play, yeah, that's, you have the one shot and that's it. I mean, that's been happening for years, but and the play is not reviewable. What I would like to see, honestly, though, would be a play that those plays are reviewable, but only within, say, the last 2 minutes of a game, where it's very important to make sure you get the call right. But at that point, you would have to kind of figure out what the line is as to what's reviewable, what's not reviewable.
Exactly.
And that's always been the difficult part, is trying to find that line. But, if you're trying to take – it's a game that's very important, obviously, and if you want to make the right call, we also understand that if you want to make the exact call as it's seen in slow motion, you can't do that with a human element. It's very difficult to do, and you need replay to do that. Yeah. In this instance, I would have liked to see a booth replay probably the last 2 minutes that, a lot of times most games come down with less than 2 minutes to go. If you make sure the right call is made. I mean, that's just seems pretty simple to me, but – again, you can make arguments for both sides as to why that shouldn't or shouldn't happen. But for me, I think I would like to see where that play is reviewable from the booth upstairs to make sure they got the right call so that one team doesn't suffer because, a referee just made a mistake. I guess that's just the way it is.
Yeah, it is. Right now it's the way it is, and I don't know if they can – ever get it right where, because let's face it, you don't want to slow the game down too much, but, an occasional call, you can see that and making a call. But right now, some people think that the replay system is too slow. I think it's okay. They do a pretty good job of getting the call right or wrong, and they get it down to the field and get it in the referee's hands and such. But that's something that I know they're going to be looking at that and how much. And the thing is, if you do, how much does that slow the game down? How many calls, if they make, how many challenges can you have? Can you just have, like they do now, you just have one or two challenges like in the NFL, and then you lose if you lose their timeouts? So I guess you could say that would be three timeouts, and then three timeouts. You lose all three of your timeouts. That means you only got about six challenges to do that. So that would be tough to do. And I'm not sure how we could just get around it. I know we want them to make the right calls, and for the most part, they make the right calls. They don't mess up too often. But I know when you do mess up, everybody knows that referee messed up and they made a bad call, and they should be drummed out to pasture, but we all are human, and we're all probably, we'll make some mistakes somewhere down the line.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. And you're right. I think, the refs, it's a, speaking of football, they have four quarters to make. They have a lot of calls to make, and they make the majority of them are just fine, and they do a great job. However, when you make a mistake, as you just said, everyone obviously is going to notice. But when you make a mistake at the most crucial time, That goes anywhere in life. If you or I make a mistake somewhere at a very crucial time where a mistake shouldn't happen, of course we're going to, be thrown to the wolves about it. But they have to accept that. And that's one thing I personally don't really understand is, like I was saying yesterday, in football, the refs don't necessarily come out and say they made a mistake. Right. We've seen it before, but it doesn't happen that often. In baseball, for whatever reason, you see it more and more often that, I made a bad call that they were out, whatever the case is. But in football, you don't see that. I mean, it clearly wasn't pass interference, but the ref, maybe the ref did come out and, I mean, I didn't see anything about the ref, coming out and, saying certain things, but, maybe that's, I don't know. Maybe that's, they don't do that yeah. for certain reasons. But again, I think the possibility of looking at having those kind of plays reviewable at the end of a game where it's most crucial, like I said, in the first quarter or something, it's obviously not the most crucial time of the game. Could it affect the game? Sure, but there's opportunity for a team to get to kind of make up for a bad call. But within the last 2 minutes, it's very difficult for a team to make up a call. So I doubt anything's going to actually happen. So. Maybe I'm just speaking, for no reason at all.
Well, one thing that we do know in the sports world, basketball is the only chance. It's the only sport that we have that you can score right away. I mean, once the other team scores, you have that chance to score right back. You can come down and score in less than 30 seconds. That's the only sport we have where you can respond, whether it's football or baseball or hockey, you have to, you can't respond right away. But in basketball, every possession, you have a chance to score on the other possession. So you can take it out of the official's hands, but, of course, in basketball, you just have the game is so fast. You have to make such a quick decision. And yes, you may miss some in basketball. That's part of that game. But you have a lot of questionable calls in basketball, as we've seen over the years. But guys have got to get up to it and make those calls just because the game is so fast. It's such a fast game. It's a good game, but it's a fast game. But it's the only game that we have that you can score right away. If whenever the other team scores, you can go boom. You have a chance to score right away. And that sort of changes the dynamic in that sport, that you can score right away, and it changed that look. So that's one of those things that you have to look at and as sports, it's the only sport that we have that you score right away when another team scores. You have the chance to come right back down, and you can score in 4 or 5 seconds, in essence, if you can push it up the court and everything like that. So that's something that's intriguing about basketball. It's the only sport we have that you can score right away after the other team has scored.
Yeah, I mean, that is true. I mean, I guess I guess I didn't really think about it that way. That's you don't have a delay and in certain things. It's and I mean, we've seen it before. A team will score and then they'll take it out of bounds and they'll heave it down the court because someone's not defending the player. And next thing you know, the other team scored within 3 seconds.
So
yeah, you're right. I mean, that is a sport where you can kind of make up for things sort of almost instantly in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, you can, and the coaches, they can't, if their players mess up, they can't really get on too bad, because they know they've had their chances to win the game, and that's the thing. You might have a lot of chances, but you might be shooting bricks that day, you never know, but you certainly have chances to win the game, that's for sure. And let me give you that number one last time. If you want a chance to win hockey tickets, give us a call at 884-4870. That's area code 517-884-4870 for your chance to win Michigan State hockey tickets to the Michigan State-Michigan game coming up this weekend. And we'll give the tickets away on Thursday. But if you want a chance to win some, hey, give us a call right now. Area code 517-884-4870. And give us a call and you can register for your chance to win hockey tickets right here on WKAR. Well, hopefully, if you haven't gotten out to vote yet, you will get out and vote. Still have a few hours left, so get out there and make your voice and your choice known to whoever you decide to vote for. But the most important thing is that you get out and vote. today right here on AM 870. We wanted to thank you all for listening. Thank you all for calling. And once again, remember to get out and vote. You've been listening to Michigan State University Radio, AM 870, WKAR East Lansing. We come your way Monday through Friday on AM 870 from 105 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR. So come back and join us tomorrow right here on AM 870, WKAR East Lansing. Have yourself a very safe and a pleasant evening.
Thanks for listening to Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR.